AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando, and we have breaking news from New York, where a jury has just found former President Donald Trump's company guilty of tax fraud and a scheme put together by top executives. Stay with us for more on this developing story. The Capitol Insurrection Special Counsel has sent out his first subpoenas to officials in four states. He wants all communications with or pertaining to former President Trump's involving his attempt to overturn the 2020 election. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The best thing he can do as a special prosecutor is to make sure that he has all the documents, all the information, and that there are no surprises down the road. It doesn't necessarily tell us yet if there are going to be criminal charges, who they would be against, but this is the way prosecutors operate. They get the information they need, evaluate it, and then go forward.
This comes as the hundreds of law enforcement officers who defended the Capitol January 6th were honored with the Congressional Gold Medal, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
They answered the call to serve, putting their lives on the line to protect the Capitol, the Congress, and the Constitution.
The former president has said that he wants to suspend parts of the Constitution, repeating his false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. And those waiting for a response from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell got it this afternoon.
Anyone seeking the presidency who thinks that the Constitution could somehow be suspended or not followed, it seems to me, would have a very hard time being sworn in as president of the United States.
Colorado Springs, the gunman accused of killing five people and wounding more than a dozen at an LGBTQ nightclub faces hundreds of charges from murder to hate crimes. Well, several women have filed new lawsuits against Bill Cosby, saying the disgraced actor and comedian sexually assaulted them decades ago.
305 total counts of charges.
The five women are filing their lawsuits utilizing the Adult Survivors Act, which allows victims in New York a one-year period to file claims beyond the statute of limitations. One of the accusations dates back to 1969. The other four claim Bill Cosby forced them into sexual acts in the late 1980s and early 1990s, when Cosby was at the height of his fame. A Cosby spokesperson calls the lawsuits frivolous and labels the women a parade of accusers. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow lost more than 350 points, and the NASDAQ was down 225. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Encore Energy is a very active oil and gas operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Get this big tax deduction for 2022. Hurry before it's too late. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. This week is National Influenza Vaccination Week, and Aspira's Health is reminding those who are eligible that there is still time to get a flu vaccine to protect against the flu this holiday season. Flu cases are on the rise earlier than usual this year, and it is important to protect yourself and also those around you who are more vulnerable. The shot is needed every year as the virus is constantly changing. Being vaccinated can make the illness milder and reduce the severity of symptoms if you do get sick. The Village Board of Trustees in Whiting just finalized their budget, and after reassessing, property values went up by 40% for 2023. This means property tax fees also went up by more than 20%. It has been 8 years since the last assessment, so a full reassessment was necessary. WAOW News 9 stated some residents were disappointed that the board's actions have led to the tax increases. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 18. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 16. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Liability, responsibility, and gullibility. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a special counsel, Subpoena Tuesday edition. Dom, how you doing, my little buddy?
I am awesome, Crudy. Happy Tuesday to you, Evan, working the board for us. Thank you, buddy. And of course, our fair audience, join us today, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, exclusive reporting at the Washington Post. We'll get there momentarily, but they're starting to turn their sights to the Badger State. Also, Dom, Trump org, guilty on all charges.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. 17 different charges between two Trump-controlled corporations. I am not surprised.
They're voting currently in the great state of Georgia. As we go off the air today, about 6 Central time, polls will close in Georgia. So we'll take you right up to polls close in Georgia. Dom, we'll talk about Rojo, post-elective Rojo. You know, it's too bad he didn't get his gavel over on the Senate side. So he's going to insert himself, apparently, on the House side, start coordinating the investigations. Well, I'll have to check with our good friend and 5 o'clock guest in the Happier Happy Hour, Congressman Mark Pocan. You got room for Ron?
Bring a chair. Bring an extra chair for Ron coming over from the Senate.
Now, isn't our 5 o'clock guest, Congressman Mark Pocan, isn't he on the Ways and Means Committee? Is he bringing Trump's taxes with? That's my question.
That's a great question. I look forward to hearing what Mark has to say in that regard.
Yes, I can't wait till the 5 o'clock hour. And your phone calls, they're always welcome here. 844-967-2789. Tell a friend, Mark Pocan's bringing Trump's taxes around at 5 o'clock. Or at least that's what we speculate. But Dom, let's talk about the special counsel. Is it special counselor day? There are subpoenas issues, not indictments yet. But there are subpoenas, Dom. And the exclusive reporting, and let me get the byline in. Amy Gardner, Isaac Stanley Becker, Yvonne Winget Sanchez, and our buddy Patrick Marley.
Yes, way to go, Patrick.
It's always great to know one of the fine Washington Post journalists, not just Dave Weigel anymore. It's also Patrick Marley. The headline here, the exclusive headline, Dom, Justice Department subpoenas, Arizona, Michigan, and wait for it, Wisconsin officials for Trump Communications. The request to multiple counties targeted by Trump in an effort to reverse his 2020 loss are among the first issued since Jack Smith was appointed special counsel in the J6 probe. Dom, can't wait to dive in. Special counsel Jack Smith has sent grand jury subpoenas to local officials in Arizona, Michigan, and my beloved Wisconsin, three states that were central to former President Donald Trump's failed plan to stay in power following the 2020 election, seeking any and all communications with Trump, his campaign, and a long list of aides and allies.
Yeah.
Dom, you're going to help us on that list. The records, the request for records arrived in Dane County, Wisconsin. Well, I'm in Dane County right now, Dom. Maricopa County, Arizona. You know, I wonder if it came via Cyber Ninja. And Wayne County, Michigan, late last week. And in Milwaukee today, or more accurately, Monday, Dom, official
site. I'm in Milwaukee.
You are. George Christensen, the Milwaukee County clerk, who in part acknowledged and provided his copy of the subpoena to the Washington Post. We went to college with George up in La Paz. I feel like we got all kinds of insights, Dom.
We got lots of friends, Crudy.
So Milwaukee, the subpoenas arrived on Monday, officials said. They're among the first known subpoenas issued since Smith was named last month by Attorney General Merrick Garland to oversee the January 6th Capitol attack case, as well as the criminal probe of Trump's possible mishandling of classified documents at his Florida home. In the case of these journalists, that is the most generous description possible, let's just say, Dom. The subpoenas, at least three of which are dated November 22nd, indicate the Justice Department is extending its examination of the circumstances leading up to the Capitol attack to include local election officials and their potential interactions with the former president and his representatives. The virtually identical request to Arizona and Wisconsin named Trump individually, in addition to employees, agents, and attorneys for his campaign. Details of the Michigan subpoena confirmed by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson were not immediately available. George Christensen, our college alum buddy from La Crosse, I'm happy to participate in this process. Is George, the Milwaukee clerk who confirmed the subpoena in a telephone interview Tuesday and provided a copy to the Washington Post. The subpoenas ask for communications with Trump and his campaign, including several key allies. And Christensen said he is not aware of any communications with his office that have not already been made public, but he speculated that the federal investigators are hunting for new details about Trump campaign's efforts to efforts to convene illegitimate electors in key battleground states Joe Biden nearly won. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald, right here, Dane County, Madison, where I'm at, Dom, confirmed receiving a similar subpoena. I'm not aware of any significant communications that have not already been made public, said McDonald, whose county encompasses Madison, the state capital, and the Solidarity Realty Studios here at Devil Radio, Dom. Now, Fields,
Crudy,
yeah, you go.
All right, I'll jump in here. The document provided by Christensen to the Washington Post, I have it here. It's like 7 pages long, just one paragraph for your edification.
Yes, please, name names, Dom.
For the period of June 1 of 2020 through January 20, 2021, produce any and all communications in any form to, from, or involving Donald J. Trump for President, Inc., here and after the Trump campaign, Donald J. Trump, or any employee or agent of or attorney for the Trump campaign, or any records or documents that record, summarize, transcribe, annotate, or reflect any such communications. The records produced shall include, but not be limited to, any and all communications to, from, or involving any of the following persons or entities, or any records or documents that record, summarize, transcribe, annotate, and reflect any such communications. And here is the list of 19 people. Kenneth Cheeseborough.
Oh, we've heard of him.
Right. This is like an all-star lineup here, man. Can't wait to see them all with numbers in their chest. Kenneth Cheeseborough, Justin Clark, Joe DeGeneva, John Eastman, Jenna Ellis, Boris Epstein, Rudolph Giuliani, Bernard Carrick, Bruce Marks, Cleta Mitchell, Matthew Morgan, Kurt Olsen, William Olsen, Stefan Pesantino, Sidney Powell, Bill Stepien, Victoria Tenzing, James Troupis, and L. Lynn Wood Jr. James Troupis. Now, why do I know that name, Crudy?
Well, he's a Trump attorney who was also hired by Ron Johnson to be his official recount attorney, just in case Mandela won, right? You know, you go through that list, Tom, it's like the island of disbarred attorneys.
Yeah, but James Troupis is also the guy, to my understanding, who called Ron Johnson, you know, now I guess apparently his client, to help him try to get those false electors to the vice president, right?
Well, that was, as we understood it, about the foretelling of it by Ron Johnson, because of course, Tom, he had no involvement. And then it was mere seconds, and then it was minutes, and then no more than a couple hours. And of course, then he hired Trump's attorney, the very one that apparently contacted him and tried to get him to perpetrate this fraud, which he was more than willing to do by his own description. And then he paid the guy like $20,000 right before the election, Dom. And of course, he claimed it was to, what, position himself for a recount. But that, of course, was unnecessary. I suspect Troupis then returned the $20,000 in hush money.
Why would you do that? Because then you would, what, sever your client, attorney-client relationship? That's not going to work either, man. I am super excited that finally someone appears to be looking at this fake elector scheme in its scope of this entirety of this insurrection.
Dominic, apparently Maricopa County also acknowledged receipt of a subpoena, and they will comply. A little bit more here from the exclusive reporting at the Washington Post. Patrick Marley and others. A Justice Department spokesman declined to comment. Apparently, they don't comment on open investigations, Dom.
They let their filings speak for them.
The Justice Department's Mar-a-Lago criminal investigation began this spring after months of disagreement between Trump and the National Archives and Records Administration over boxes of documents that followed Trump. They followed Trump from the White House, Mar-a-Lago, Dom.
Like a lost puppy.
His Florida residence and private club. Court papers say more than 300 documents marked classified. More than 300, Dom. That seems like a lot. Eventually recovered from Trump's home. More than 100 of them taken during an August 8th FBI search of the property. Some contained, let's just call it, extremely sensitive government secrets, Dom. And the longer-running January 6th case, the one Crudy really cares about, not the paperwork crimes. Meanwhile, has moved beyond the pool of people who directly took part in the bloody riot at the U.S. Capitol. For months, prosecutors have been scrutinizing the fundraising, the organizing, and the apocalyptic rhetoric that preceded that violent assault on the seat of government. The inquiry has also looked at failed efforts to authorize alternative slates of electors so Trump could be named the winner of the 2020 election, and Ron Johnson could deliver them to the vice president, right, Dom? Now, previous subpoenas in Arizona and other battleground states targeted by Trump have been issued by key Republican players. Think Andrew Hitt right here in the state of Wisconsin, seen as allies in his pressure campaign to reverse the results of the 2020 election. Maricopa County, the sprawling Arizona jurisdiction that is home to Phoenix and more than half of the state's voters, was among several localities on the receiving end of that pressure. Well, we'll talk more about this, Dom. Sort of a big day. A subpoena Tuesday. Come back. Devil's Advocates, you're listening right now. It's times like
these you learn to love again. Senator Johnson.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your name? Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Always love it when you join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, so my understanding is there are subpoenas issued in specific Wisconsin counties, including Dane and Milwaukee County. Apparently the first efforts by the new special counsel to get to the bottom of the Trump pressure campaign to overturn the outcome of the election. And also, what, the false Trump electors, one must hope they're trying to get to the bottom of that as well. Because here in the state of Wisconsin, we had many Republican Party leaders willing to perpetrate a fraud on behalf of their cult leader, on behalf of Donald Trump.
Well, and on their behalf as well to stay in power. Let's not kid ourselves. I mean, they're just as power hungry as Trump is.
Well, John Eastman, if you'll recall, Dom, was in the great state of Wisconsin. Donald Trump was still pressuring the Republican Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, as recently as April of 2022, still
this
trying
year
to overturn the last election. In fact, Voss was apparently the last one to give testimony before the January 6th committee. And although our pal, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, disagrees with the J6 committee's rationale for issuing Department of Justice criminal referrals, effectively, Dom, doesn't think it's necessary. The DOJ doesn't need their referral
doesn't
to pursue
need their permission,
these criminal
right.
charges. But anyways, Dom, the subpoenas. And you listed off a number of characters. Any communications with these lawyers? and you remember kind of at the end of the campaign, Rudy Giuliani did that Four Seasons press conference down at the
Four Seasons. The landscaping facility.
Well, that was the apparently the laughable part, Dom, you know, separately of the testimony he gave in the Michigan legislature, the flatulent testimony. Poor Jenna Ellis. She's also on that subpoena list, right?
Yes.
But anyways, I'm making a point, and I'll get to it. According to Salon.com, Dom, Rudy Giuliani is fighting for his law license before the D.C. bar right now. And his defense, according to the headline, Rudy's defense is that he was a bad lawyer. That's his defense, as he struggles to retain his law license. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani defended his role challenging the 2020 presidential election after the D.C. Bar Association accused him of misusing his law license and called for it to be revoked. That's going to make it hard for you to practice law, Rudy. Not that he's been doing that for some time. The ethics case brought by the D.C. Bar's Office of Disciplinary Counsel will determine whether Giuliani violated attorney ethics rules. He probably did, folks, with the federal court by filing a frivolous post-election lawsuit in Pennsylvania that falsely claimed the November 2020 general presidential election was wrought with fraud on behalf of then-President Donald Trump. Giuliani appeared as the first witness in his own attorney misconduct hearing in a trial scheduled for the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks? They're going to take 2 weeks? The panel will issue a report with recommendations after hearing arguments and testimony, and ultimately, the District of Columbia's Court of Appeals will rule on whether to impose sanctions. There'll be sanctions, which can range from a written reprimand to stripping Giuliani's license to practice law. A state court in New York suspended Giuliani's license last year for spreading false and misleading statements on behalf of Trump about the 2020 election. And Phil Fox, the lead prosecuting attorney for the D.C. Bar's Office of Disciplinary Counsel, called Giuliani's fraud allegations unfounded and said his lawsuit wasn't based on facts or the law. A quick quote. What this case is about is that Mr. Giuliani was responsible for filing a frivolous action asking a federal court to deprive millions of people in Pennsylvania of the right to vote. Fox, the attorney for the D.C. Board on Professional Responsibility, said there was no precedent for this. In addition to the fact that there was no precedent, there was no factual basis for the suit, Fox said.
Crudy, by filing the lawsuit, Giuliani violated the Pennsylvania Rules of Professional Conduct and engaged in conduct prejudicial to the administration of justice, the ODC said. Giuliani defended his actions, saying that he had acted reasonably based on information he received from the Trump campaign and other parties claiming that Pennsylvania's election processes were unconstitutional, Bloomberg reported. During his testimony, the ex-Trump lawyer also claimed he has been persecuted by federal investigations for the last 4 years. A quote, my role was to show how Pennsylvania involved the same set of 8 or 10 suspicious actions, illegal actions, whatever you want to call them, irregular actions that could not be the product of accident, he said. Giuliani also claimed he wrote only 1 or 2 paragraphs of the initial complaint that was filed in the local Pennsylvania attorney Ron Hicks did most of the work. The Pennsylvania lawsuit focused on 2 main issues, which included problems with independent observers being distanced from watching poll workers and Pennsylvania using mail-in ballots. Giuliani argued that instead of observers being allowed to watch people counting votes, they were being put in pens like they were cows. The only thing we had at this stage of litigation was that in Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, we had a number of ballots that were being counted without any inspection by an independent party, Giuliani said. You have to plead fraud with specificity with what you have, with what is available. But in discovery, you get the additional information. This was specific enough for this stage of the pleading. That's why it's evidence, not a conclusion. Legal experts were unimpressed with Giuliani's argument. The final paragraph. Rudy Giuliani's defense in his bar discipline case is that he was a bad lawyer who was just sloppily throwing allegations out there, even though he was trying to help the president overturn the election, tweeted former federal prosecutor Renato Mariotti. He's half right. He is a bad lawyer, but he's also a dishonest one. And again, finally, perhaps some professional blowback, because we knew at the time we talked about this is frivolous, this is BS. How is this possibly allowed? How can these people walk into a courtroom and file just bunk lawsuits without any repercussions? Well, at least professionally, there may be some repercussions coming for Rudy Giuliani, some more repercussions for him.
Dominic, I called you earlier today in an uproar. I was mad as hell. I listened to the public testimony of a lawyer by trade alleging widespread voter fraud in the great state of Wisconsin, making that allegation in real time today. I'll tell you all about it. Come back with us. More of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Let's lay the lumber down. We'll be back.
The Shah
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The All of Us Research Program is asking for people to help researchers make healthcare more precise by creating individualized prevention and treatment options. When you join, you'll share your unique health information and become part of the largest and most diverse medical research program ever. The more data researchers have, the more they'll be able to create better care for all of us. Introducing the next breakthrough in medicine, you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA, sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes their holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit countryhearthbreads.com/sweeps.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Board voted unanimously to sanction the game lacrosse and add the sport for boys and girls starting in the 2023-24 season. This is the first sport to be added to the WIAA since boys and girls soccer in 1982. As Senator Ron Johnson starts his third term, he is planning to shift his focus as the GOP took the House but failed to flip the Senate. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Johnson plans to investigate the country's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and alleged malfeasance within the FBI. He intends to send letters to agency heads and make use of the Freedom of Information Act to pursue his inquiries. Governor Evers lights up the Wisconsin holiday tree in the Capitol Rotunda in Madison today. This year's theme is The Waters of Wisconsin. In sports, the Bucks beat Orlando last night, 109-102. Tonight, Badgers men's basketball hosts Maryland. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 18. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 16. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
And for the sake of the audience that weren't in the car when I called you mad as hell today.
In a rage.
Because I heard Righty Whitey talk radio host, an attorney by original vocation, Dan O'Donnell, lying through his freaking teeth on the radio today. And that part should not be a shocker to anyone. But the topic of the lie was the widespread voter fraud that he alleges is being perpetrated by the Democrats right here in the great state of Wisconsin. I don't know why we wouldn't have taken the Ron Johnson seat if we're so good at stealing elections, but this is the perpetration that's being alleged by Dan. Now, I would point out, Dan went to law school. He freaking knows better. Above and beyond that, Dan was the singular person asked to give testimony by the Assembly Elections Committee back in December of last year. And he's the guy that at that time went up to the Wisconsin State Capitol by invitation only. No pushback, just, you know, unvarnished testimony. One guy's full of you-know-what opinion that widespread voter fraud was going on here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, Dan, he's all in for this topic. Let's not forget Dan's in-laws and apparently his wife were amongst the January 6th protesters in D.C. And his dad's first-person account father-in-law calls him dad. But in the first-person account, he's there saying, you know, effectively, the violence cannot stand, but neither can this stolen election. It was stolen from Donald Trump. Well, 2 years later, his son-in-law is still lying about it on the radio, Dom. Lying through his freaking teeth because he knows better. Here's what he said. Zuckerberg, you know, the Zuckerbucks. You hear him say it all the time, right? Well, he points out, Zuckerberg didn't buy any ads here in the state of Wisconsin. A $93 million outside spend on campaign ads just for the governor's race, according to our friend Matt Rothschild at the Wisconsin Democracy campaign.
In the last election.
But despite his grandiose billions, he didn't run a single ad. No, that doesn't seem contrarian to Clan O'Donnell at all. The fact that, you know, he's this wealthy, and if he wanted to, he could have bought some ads, right? In support of his supposedly Democrat-favored candidates. But instead, he did something far more dastardly. He committed this major voter fraud by funding the apparatus of the Democratic Party. Now, I'd point out, he funded like 200 Wisconsin communities. The Republicans only point out the five that happen to have Democratic mayors. The rest, they completely ignore. The other 195 cases, they don't care about those because they don't make the narrative for Lion Dan O'Donnell. But if you look at the truth, what Dan has to say is that we witness the stealing of the election because this Democratic institution stealing votes all the way back to Tammany Hall. Hundreds of years we've been practicing this. And our machine effectively goes out and tells the poor, persuadable voters of the city of Milwaukee, apparently, Dom, who to vote for. You know, because they're dumb. And they could be persuaded and told, nah, let me fill out your ballot for you. As Dan would describe it on the radio. Here's what I'm pretty sure is happening out there. He asserts recklessly with no evidence to support. So when I hear a supposed lawyer by trade who's employed by the biggest radio corporation in this nation, and he's out there leading the ratings, right? Right-wing talk's killing it in Milwaukee, Dom. They own Milwaukee. These false narratives, they own Milwaukee with a false narrative being perpetrated, lying through his freaking teeth. And effectively, what he's doing is he's fomenting the next, what? Termination of the Constitution? Is that what we're looking forward to next? Maybe empowering Republican state lawmakers in the state of Wisconsin to undo the will of the voters. Because that's what's before the conservative-leaning U.S. Supreme Court right now. And that's what they would advocate for. But Dom, it is so freaking frustrating to me that this guy has a platform. That you can hear these lies in mass media on some of the highest listened to, most listened to Righty Whitey Talk radio products across the state, owned by Heartless Radio. Because they're okay with that. They would say that's his First Amendment right to go out there and lie in public. He can say any sort of lies he wants to. That's his opinion. Because they're only opinions, right?
I'm just asking questions, right?
So when Rudy Giuliani files a false lawsuit, or Dan O'Donnell goes to the Wisconsin State Capitol. Let's not forget this was before the January 6th. This was before the violent insurrection, but he hasn't changed his tune one iota because he's still telling the same lie. He's still perpetrating the same propaganda on behalf of the right, which is we never lose any elections. They're just stolen from us.
Just a little background on this. The AP back in, from Scott Bauer back in June of 2022, Wisconsin Circuit Court judge ruled that it was legal for private grants from a group funded by Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg to be sent to the Democratic stronghold of Madison to help it run the 2020 election during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'll jump down. We know some of the story. The Center for Tech and Civic Life, that's the organization, gave $8.8 million in grants to Wisconsin's five largest cities, all Democratic strongholds that voted for Biden over Trump, as part of more than $10 million it gave to over 200 communities statewide. No community that applied for a grant in Wisconsin was turned down. A quote from the judge, there is nothing in the record demonstrating that the Center for Tech and Civic Life money was used to disadvantage certain populations over others, the judge said in delivering his ruling orally from the bench 2 weeks after arguments were held. He noted that numerous federal courts have rejected similar arguments, including one in Wisconsin that denied a lawsuit filed by Cardall seeking to block the use of the money prior to the 2020 election. The Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to take a similar case shortly after the election, and a federal judge in Washington, D.C. dismissed a third case over the grants last year. So as an attorney, Dan, I think you would, you know what the legal record is on this. And there's a couple of ways to look at this. Number one, if our state legislature was working properly, they would have funded all of these places themselves. And the fact that we even as communities go begging, writing grants to a billionaire from Facebook to please help us fund our election during a pandemic kind of shows you that our state government broke down at that time. There's no way we should have to be doing that, number one. Number two, if your contention is the more people that vote, it's worse off for the Republicans, maybe you should be looking at your policies and maybe you should be looking at your candidates.
Man, you know, right-wing talk radio has never seen a candidate on the right that they couldn't, you know, fall in love with. This was an anti-Trump state once upon a time. Ted Cruz won the 2016 Republican primary in the state of Wisconsin by double digits. And then Cruz got beat down in Mishawaka after shaking your hand in Indiana, and Trump eventually won the nomination, if you'll recall. And the only reason, the only plausible way he ever won the state of Wisconsin is Dan O'Donnell and Mark Belling and Vicky McKenna and the ilk, they all embraced him. And they all said, let's go steal a Supreme Court seat. Let's reelect Ron Johnson. And, you know, if you got to hold your nose and vote for Donald Trump. Well, now Donald Trump's their glorious leader. Was for 4 years at least. Well, they haven't abandoned the man. Dan O'Donnell hasn't moved beyond Donald Trump. Dan O'Donnell is still perpetrating the lies of Donald Trump, right? The big lie. Well, Donald Trump's most recent advocacy was throwing out the Constitution,
terminating the Constitution. Yes.
Now he went back and said, I never said that, despite his words still being in print on his own social media platform. But effectively, that is what right-wing talk radio, what our colleagues in this industry, Dom, you know, the inferior products down the dial, that's what they're advocating for today. Termination of the Constitution, effectively, right? Because if you want to make false accusations, if you're not founded in fact or law, well, you can say whatever you want. Because whenever the right loses, right, Dan, you just say it was stolen. And you throw out the Constitution and the result of the election. And that's my First Amendment right, but I get to preserve that one and the Second Amendment, of course, because if we want to scare you, we're bringing our guns. But I have the right under the U.S. Constitution, Dan O'Donnell, former lawyer in good standing, would assert, to lie if I so choose on the radio, because it's just my opinion. I can say whatever I want as long as I don't scream fire.
844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Joe.
Well, you you can lie on the radio, but good luck if you defame somebody. I'm thinking about Dominion voting systems and their process of their lawsuits against, for example, Fox News. I believe they're looking at $1.2 billion in a suit against them. Who's to say that Zuckerberg, who clearly has deep pockets to go ahead with a lawsuit, that he's not being defamed and his organization, the Center for, as I understand, Tech and Civic Life, isn't being defamed by this lawyer who claims he can say whatever he wants. And as you said, what was his line? I'm pretty sure this happened. Well, that's lawyerly, isn't it? I mean, that's what you're going to court on. I'm pretty sure this happened. I think that the line again is, what's your evidence? And it doesn't seem to be any evidence backing up what they're saying. And as you pointed out earlier, boy, what happened in the third? If we are we're so good at, if the Dems are so good at stealing elections, what happened with the Ron Johnson senatorial race? If we're so good at stealing elections, I mean, it seems like the evidence kind of contradicts that. And in fact, why didn't we just turn? If we were so big on mucking with the voting machine, how come we didn't muck with the whole legislature and turn it Democratic? So right. Something that fits more with this state. I mean, I love this idea. You can say whatever you want. Sure you can, but there are repercussions. And I would offer as an example the Dominion voting folks who felt that their product and their business was being slandered by this and went off into court. And, geez, keep it up, Don. And Dan, whatever his name is, I'm just amazed that a lawyer can be so sloppy. This stuff's on tape.
Well, Joe, he's not being as sloppy as, let's say, Mike Lindell or Fox News, because he's not actually giving specific evidence. Now, the accusations against Dominion voting machine is they were specifically the method of stealing the election. They were flipping the votes. And that was the allegation being made and reinforced by Fox News. In fact, both their host and their guest were saying it. Well, ultimately, they probably are going to have a big settlement, if nothing else. They're going to have to pay Dominion Voting something north of $1 billion, I suspect, because they are definitely guilty. And they even fired Lou Dobbs. Pretty bad when Fox News gets rid of you. I mean, you've crossed the defamation line. But by going out there and making accusations against the Democratic Party of widespread voter fraud without actually supporting the means or the method, well, they just go out there on the streets, these Zuckerbuck-funded organizations, and then they just tell you who to vote for, or they fill in your ballot for you. Well, that's not a specific allegation against a specific person, right? I guess broadly Zuckerberg. But there's hard to link and say, well, you know, he had malfeasance at heart. But then why wouldn't he buy direct ads in support of Tony Evers or Joe Biden or anybody else? He's a billionaire. We've just talked about the fact it's a wild west here in the state of Wisconsin. Hell, we barely have campaign finance laws after Scott Walker. So anyways, he tells the right kind of lie. The sort offered without any specific method or evidence, because it's harder to hold you accountable in a defamation suit in a court of law. See, he's not so dumb. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. He just lies through his teeth. Me and you, Dan O'Donnell.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789 before our pal, Congressman Mark Pocan, joins us at the top of the hour. Also, Crudy, just saw a tweet from CBS News. Trump White House advisor Stephen Miller spotted at the federal courthouse where multiple grand juries investigating the former president are operating. Apparently, Miller was inside for just over 3 hours.
Dominic, I strongly suspect there's going to be ketchup dripping down the walls at Mar-a-Lago this evening. What do you think? You think he's throwing the hamburger at the wall, Dom?
I hope so. I mean, I know he tries to play it off, but the kind of pressure that he is now, is getting under. It's not there yet, but it's everywhere you look over the last several weeks, he's losing every battle he's in.
Dom, we talked about a time bomb, and I know this might not be exactly the appropriate time for it because we hope to play some music, but anyways, Trump left a time bomb for Republicans that can blow up in 2024. The other part, Dom, that we haven't talked enough about today, Donald Trump's statement, let's terminate the Constitution.
Terminate.
During an appearance on CNN this morning, former Donald Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, you know, the guy, the big mustache guy.
The fine mustache.
I mean, you grew a very, very John Bolton-like porn stash there for a while, Dom. But John Bolton warned Republicans that they need to rid themselves of his former boss after his comments about terminating the Constitution. They're going to pay a price for it later. Speaking with co-host Don Lemon, Poppy Harlow, and Caitlin Collins, Bolton also reiterated his plans to run for the Republican nomination in 24, if only to disrupt the former president's plans. John Bolton's running for president?
Oh, no.
As Bolton explained, Trump's comment last Saturday on Truthy Social that a massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections, is nothing less than a time bomb waiting to go off during the next election. Asked, do you think it should be disqualifying for a presidential candidate if they made comments like this? Bolton said, well, of course it's disqualifying. You know, the president takes an oath of office prescribed by the Constitution itself that says he will, to the best of his ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. Trump himself took that oath, and effectively, now he's saying he didn't mean it. And if, God forbid, he were ever elected and took the oath again, we couldn't trust he would abide by those words. John, no one ever trusted him the first time, except guys like you. A little bit more here. He elaborates. I think it's existential, and even beyond being a matter of high principle, which I think it is a matter of practical politics. That statement, even as he failed to try and correct it over the weekend, that statement is a time bomb sitting on the desk of every Republican member of the House and Senate, every Republican candidate around the country. He then warned, if we don't very clearly, very soon, unequivocally reject it, naming Trump by name, this will come back to haunt us in November of 2024 in ways we could only imagine. They will not reject Trump, Dom, not by name, not by action, not specifically. They fear him. They lack real courage, moral courage. And eventually, Dom, I have said this once, I'm saying it again. The craven Republican Party will crawl back to him after he defeats DeSantis in the primaries. And sure, he's unelectable, but they're like minions, Dom. He's just the most evil one they found to follow currently.
Well, there's plenty of them to choose from, Crudy, but not just the minions, man. It's the rhinos over at the Wall Street Journal. Also from the Rawl story today. Add the members of the Wall Street Journal editorial board to the long and growing list of conservatives who believe Trump is disqualified from serving as president again after making comments about gutting the U.S. Constitution. Well, he said terminate. We already said it. We don't need to repeat what Trump said. According to the editors, Trump's attempt to walk back his comment on Monday only made matters worse, and Republicans need to cut the cord with the former president if they have any hope of winning back the Oval Office in 2024. Noting Trump demanded on Monday that the 2020 election, quote, should go to the rightful winner or at a minimum be redone, the editors fired back. Is that all? Question mark. The Constitution contains no provision for mulligan presidential elections, so what Mr. Trump is talking about is impossible under the parchment written by the founders. But if he doesn't grasp why he's being called the constitutional terminator, he should reread what he wrote 2 days earlier. They wrote before reminding their conservative readers of the years of Trump's outrageous comments on Twitter. They continue. For years, Mr. Trump's Twitter feed was the gift that kept on giving to Democrats. Now his Truth Social account is playing the same role, giving the media a way to turn unfavorable stories back to Mr. Trump's outburst du jour. Truth in advertising, though, they continued, Mr. Trump has given Republicans a taste of what they're in for if they nominate him again in 2024. His presidential campaign is less than a month old. Already, Mr. Trump has dined with anti-Semites and a white nationalist, while calling himself for himself to be reinstated as president, even if this requires the termination of whatever in the Constitution stands in his way. What he'll really terminate is the GOP, the Wall Street Journal editorial board concludes. Now, Crudy, I know you say he's running and he thinks he's running and the Republicans will crawl back to him. I don't think he'll get that far. I think the headwinds are too strong. I think, you know, Jack Smith and Tish James and Fani Willis are coming after him hard. And I just don't see that happening. But at the end of the day, I think the Wall Street Journal editorial board is right in some regard. I mean, Trump is torpedoing the GOP. They are in disarray, man. They cannot go move forward with him, and they cannot move forward without him.
Well, I don't disagree with that assessment. I think he will be disastrous for the party ultimately, Dom. And I think the fact that he will be their nominee, that he will defeat Ron DeSantis and the Mike Pompeos and the Mike Pences, help run out the Youngkin guy from Virginia, run them all out there. He's like,
no, don't forget about Bolton, man.
I'm not worried about Bolton. Trump certainly is not worried about Bolton. He's going to put them all up there and he's going to bare-knuckle his way through the field. And that 33% support he has nationwide, talking about Donald Trump, well, that's like 65% of the Republican base. He still is their nominee. He's still the chosen one of the cult, Don. And all these high-minded, you know, op-eds at the Washington Post, they don't change that.
Wall Street Journal.
I don't care.
It is a difference.
Come back with us. We got nothing but the finest of sources and guests and congressmen. He's Mark Pocan, my congressman, our buddy, the happier, happy hour. More Devil's Advocates when we come back.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was playing man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.